Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Yeah, I watch Formula One. I love Formula One. I watch every race. I was lucky to be there in part of that world. I still work for the French TV Canal Plus.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
And welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look back at our live commentary games from the Premier League on the day Manchester City reel in Arsenal in the title race. Liverpool take a huge step towards qualifying for next season's Champions League. And Troy Parrott helps AZ Alkmaar lift the Dutch Cup to give him the first major trophy of his career. But first, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says the Premier League title race isn't theirs yet, despite their 2-1 win over leaders Arsenal at the Etihad. Ryan Cherki put City ahead in the first half, but Arsenal will level shortly afterwards in bizarre circumstances. City goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma dwelled too long on the ball, and he allowed Kai Havertz to close him down. Erling Haaland scored in the second half to give City all 3 points and cut the gap at the top to 3 with a game in hand. City can go top in goal difference if they win away to Burnley on Wednesday, but Guardiola is still urging caution.
We are there, but the reality is one. Who's the top of the league? We are not. The goal difference, who's better? They are. So step by step. But of course, I said, we got hopes, you know, to still extend the chances to fight until the end.
Man of the match was City captain Bernardo Silva. He says it was a massive win.
Yeah, very big, obviously, because that puts us in a position where if we win the game in hand, we were on the same points. And if you look 2 weeks ago, this didn't look very likely, this scenario. So we're happy that we can be on the same points.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says the title race isn't over despite the loss. The Gunners boss remains defiant with 5 games to play.
It's a new league now. They were a game in hand. We have 3 points of advantage and 5 games to play. So everything is still to play for. We know how much we want it and we're not going to stop and we're going to go again. That's for sure.
Our commentary team of Stephen Doyle and Brian Kerr were at the Etihad Stadium, and with Donnarumma making a mistake that nearly cost City the vital 3 points, Brian Kerr says that the Italian still made some vital saves when it was 1-1.
Is Donnarumma a concern between now and the end of the season? We saw his big mistake in the game today, which allowed Arsenal get the equaliser. He's dropped clangers before. It's not the first time. Is he a concern between now and the end of the season for City?
Well, he would be, but you know, if James Trafford was the other goalkeeper who's played for England not so long ago, but I don't see them dropping him. He also made some very, very vital saves in the game today, and his distribution let him down on the goal, obviously. Made big error, but equally he started the move that led to the winning goal with a brilliant catch, throw out quickly to Nick O'Reilly, got him advancing up the pitch on the left side. He was able to link up with Doku. O'Reilly gets it again, plays it into Haaland, who scores. So, you know, he had a mixed game, I would say, today, very much at fault in the goal. Is it a concern for the manager? I'm sure it is, but I think they'll dominate the games they've still to play. But there's plenty of tough games in that for them still. You're looking at Brentford and Bournemouth, Aston Villa. You know, these teams are not going to lie down and just, you know, roll over and allow Manchester City to steamroll them. But we've seen it before. And Pep gets more points in April than anyone else, you know, season after season. They average, I think it's over 2.5 points per game, you know, which is very, very high average in the critical stage of the season, as there always is, April into May.
And if you want to listen to that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. Elsewhere, yesterday, Liverpool took a big step towards qualifying for next season's Champions League. Arne Slot's side won 2-1 against Everton in the first ever Merseyside derby at the Hill Dickinson Stadium. Mohamed Salah put Liverpool ahead in the first half, not long after Illemin Ndiaye had a goal ruled out for offside. Beto equalised in the second half for the Toffees, and in doing so, he collided with Liverpool goalkeeper Gyorgy Mamardashvili, who had to be replaced by Freddie Woodman. But Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk, whose first goal for Liverpool was on his debut against Everton in a Merseyside derby in 2018 in the FA Cup, he stepped up with a header in the 10th minute of injury time to win it. And van Dijk says it was a significant 3 points, seen as it moved Liverpool 7 ahead of 6th place Chelsea.
It was massive, I think, in the situation where we are, that we're in hunt for the Champions League spots. Obviously, that's definitely not Liverpool worthy, in my opinion, but it is the reality, and it was important that we got the win.
Everton manager David Moyes doesn't believe the result will knock his team off course, and with Everton still very much in the hunt for European football next season, Moyes says the loss won't linger long.
No, I don't think it will. The players have been told that I thought they'd done a great job in the main. There was periods in the game where Liverpool had a bit of control, but there's long periods in the game where we had control as well.
It was Mo Salah's last Merseyside derby, and after the game, Owen Doyle joined me on the final whistle and said the Egyptian looked a lot more like himself.
Just on Salah, obviously his last derby, 9 Merseyside derby goals, that equals the Premier League record for a Liverpool player with Steven Gerrard. But he, you know, he obviously scored his goal. He's the man for the big occasion, but he certainly was lively today as well.
He didn't look like the player that his legs are gone that we've seen throughout the season. He actually looked like he was athletically very good today. Mm. Bit of a strange thing. He looked like he was very much up for it. Maybe every single match of his whole career, there's going to be one pass that'll go underneath his foot and he'll have a heavy touch or something. I think that only happened once today. I think there was a bit of 1-2 between him and Wirtz. Came at him a bit quick and he wasn't able to trap the ball quick enough. But apart from that, his game was more or less flawless in consideration to what we've witnessed throughout the whole campaign this year. Mm. And yeah, he was an excellent, and what a way for him to go out, you know. Like, obviously he's leaving the club, Andy Robertson leaving the club at the end of the season. For the two of them to be able to produce on such a big occasion, that last Merseyside derby, to go out with the win in the end, for Salah himself to get the goal, it's wonderful.
And if you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB football podcast feed. Meanwhile, Ibrahima Konate says he's close to an agreement with Liverpool over a new contract, and there's a big chance he'll be at Anfield next season. Aston Villa manager Unai Emery was full of praise for his goal scorers after their dramatic 4-3 win at home to Sunderland. Ollie Watkins scored twice and Morgan Rodgers got one before Tammy Abraham came off the bench to grab the winner in the 93rd minute. Sunderland had come from 3-1 down and almost went 4-3 up before that Abraham winner. Emery couldn't be happier.
Only fantastic how he played, not only scoring goals, working, how he ran today, and he got a lot of duels with the defence, individual duels, fighting, and Morgan as well, and then Tammy, fantastic.
That result puts Villa in fourth place, level in points at Manchester United. More importantly, they're 10 points ahead of Chelsea in sixth in the race for the Champions League places. Nottingham Forest manager Vitor Pereira says they're still not safe from relegation despite their 4-1 win over Burnley. That win moves them 5 points clear of third from bottom Tottenham with 5 games to play. Morgan Gibbs-White scored his first career hat-trick. Igor Jesus got the 4th goal late on, his first league goal at the City Ground. Pereira says the job still isn't done.
If we start to think that, okay, today we get 3 points and that's enough, big mistake. We need to keep the mentality to get points everywhere. This season, we need more points than the last seasons.
West Ham boss Nuno Espirito Santo says their recent improved form has given his players confidence they can avoid relegation. A win away to Crystal Palace tonight would move them 4 points clear of Tottenham. Nuno's side are one place above the relegation zone with 2 wins in 4 matches.
It's much better when you see and you are aware that you make a big effort to improve the situation, but nothing has changed, really. We still have 6 games to go, a lot of work to do.
That match at Selhurst Park kicks off at 8 o'clock. Troy Parrott scored a goal and set up one to help his AZ Alkmaar side win silverware, lifting the Dutch Cup with a 5-1 win over NEC Nijmegen.
Van Delft nog fris. En aan de andere kant Parrott. Ah, de paas van Delft nog niet goed. Moet nog een herkant zien. Van Delft naar zijn linker. Parrott klaar. Aannemen. Parrott nog een keer. Parrott ook nog een keer. 5-1 in de finale. Beloning voor de knokkende werkende spits vanavond in de Kuip.
That cup success means AZ qualify for the league phase of next season's Europa League, and it makes up for last season when AZ were beaten by Go Ahead Eagles in the final. Parrott missed a penalty in that match. It's just their 5th ever cup success and their first since 2013. Robbie Keane's Ferencváros side lost a big game that could decide where the Hungarian league title will go this season. Ferencváros were beaten 1-0 by Guri, who moved 3 points clear at the top with just 3 games to go. If Ferencváros don't win the title, it'll be the first time they haven't done so since 2018. Celtic manager Martin O'Neill's relishing a Scottish Cup final against former Celtic boss and captain Neil Lennon next month. Celtic's 6-2 extra time win over St Mirren has set up a date against Championship side Dunfermline at Hampden Park. It pits O'Neill against a man he's managed twice before.
He has done remarkably well, did brilliantly for me at Leicester and at Celtic. Here at Dunfermline, what an effort. So when the time comes, I look forward to it.
That Scottish Cup final will take place on the 23rd of May. Ipswich edged back into the automatic promotion places in the Championship with a 2-2 draw against Middlesbrough. The Tractor Boys have gone above Millwall into second place in goal difference and still have a game in hand. Ireland winger Casey McAteer was on the score sheet for Ipswich. Adam Brown set up the first goal for Borough, who are in fifth place, 3 points behind Ipswich. And Bayern Munich maintained their domination of German football by sealing a 13th Bundesliga title in 14 years. They won 4-2 against Stuttgart at the Allianz Arena yesterday. Harry Kane, introduced as a half-time substitute, stepped off the bench to score his 51st goal of the season. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back on more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.